Continuing the Shemayna Esrei, so we're holding today by the bracha of Atah Kadosh, the third bracha in Shemayna Esrei. This is the final bracha in the group called Shevach. The first three brachas of Shemayna Esrei are praise to Hashem before we get to the chunk of Shemayna Esrei, which is the Bakashas. So the first three are Shevach, praising Hashem, and the last one is the bracha of Atah Kadosh. This also does not start with Baruch, as we know, because it's a bracha Hasmucha L'Chavrata. Therefore, it doesn't have to start with the word Baruch. And we start right away, Atah Kadosh, you are holy. So now, what is the pirush? We've been saying this for many years. What does it mean when we say something is holy? The definition, the exact definition of holiness, sanctity, when we say Kedusha and Lashon Kodesh, what it means is that something that is separated, that is muvdal from other things, usually for a higher cause, that's something that's Kadosh. Something that's separated from other beings, from other things. When we say that something belongs to Hekdesh. So what's Hekdesh? Hekdesh is the property of the Beis HaMikdash. That means no mundane people are connected to it and have any shaychus and have any heter to take it. It belongs to a higher being or to a higher rishus, and that's the rishus of Hekdesh. Something that's designated solely for the use of Gavaya, that's something that's called Hekdesh. When someone marries a woman, so marriage in Lashon Kodesh is called Kedushin. Why is it Kedushin? Because he's separating her from everybody else and designating her for himself. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Beis Amud Beis actually says that that's why it's called Kedushin, because it's Asur La Kuli Alma Kehegdish. Because he prohibits her now, she's now forbidden to any other man because she's designated for him. So that's the definition of Kadosh. You are holy. You are separated. So what does that mean, separated? That means that you, Hashem, are the most separated being that we can imagine. Separated beyond our understanding and comprehension. When we talk about what Hashem is, Hashem is the one who created the world and who helps us every day. Yes, that's true, but to understand the Atzmius of Hashem, to understand Hashem himself, that's something that's Kaddish, that's separated, that's beyond our understanding and beyond our comprehension. In the beginning of the davening, there's a song called Yigdal, Yigdal Elokim Chai, that they sing in some shuls and say in others, and skip in others, but it says in Yigdal, Ein loy demus haguf, ve'ein loy guf. Hashem is not only not a guf, but has no semblance of a guf. And what do we say about that? That shows that Hashem is different than every other being that we know of. Ein loy demus haguf, ve'ein loy guf. We say, loy na'arech elav, kedusha say. That means nothing, his kedusha, you can't compare anything to his kedusha. Loy na'arech elav, nothing could be compared to his kedusha. And this brings out the same point, that kedusha means something that's separated, and separated from our world and from our understanding means that Hashem is not even a bria, it's something that's beyond our understanding. The Drosha Saran, who's the same Ran that we know of in the Rishonim, the Ran on Adarim, and the Ran in Elder Masechtas, has a sefer called Drosha Saran. In his ninth drasha, Drush Hatshi, he brings from the Kuzari. The Kuzari is Rabbi Yehuda Alevi. Brings from the Kuzari that the reason why we say Atah Kadosh at this point in Shemana Esrei is that after we've praised Hashem in the first bracha called Avos and the second bracha called Gvurois, we've mentioned many things that Hashem does towards the people he created. Hashem is Goymel Chasadim Tevim, he does us great kindness, Matir Asurim, Samech Noiflim, so many different things that Hashem does for us. So after saying all those things, a person could mistakenly think that Hashem is in some way similar to us. He interacts with us, he's similar to us, just he's more powerful and he's very kind to us and he does everything that's in his power to help us. That's what someone may think after reading the brachas of saying, the brachas of Avos and the brachas of Gvurois. Therefore, right here, we have to turn and say, Atah Kadosh, you are holy, meaning you are separate, you are someone who's beyond our comprehension. We really have no shaykhs to understanding what Hashem is. So that's how this fits in this place here in Shemana Esrei, according to the Kuzari. After the bracha of Avos and Gvurois, we say, Atah Kadosh, you are holy, which means, again, muvdal or mufrash, separated from anything that we understand. Right, Mechayam Esim is also, but that's also something that has to do with the Bruim, something that has to do with the people he created. So you might think he's connected, but he's just the most powerful. He's someone who could do anything he wants. But the answer is that he's not someone at all. He's Atah Kadosh, he's something that we can't understand, the Atzmius of Hashem whatsoever. And the next words, V'shimcha Kadosh, means that your name is holy. Atah Kadosh, you are holy. V'shimcha Kadosh, your name is holy. You have this so many times davening, Atah and Shimcha. Atah Kadosh, V'shimcha Kadosh. Most people go their whole life without thinking, what does it mean? You are holy and your name is holy. I mean, whatever your name is, so what makes the name holy? It's because you're holy. So what's the idea? Let's try to understand it today. Atah Kadosh, V'shimcha Kadosh. So as an introduction to V'shimcha Kadosh, I want to say something just to tell you over what it says in the Kisvei Arizal. I'm not so knowledgeable in the Kisvei Arizal, but many Svarim bring down the Shlach Kadosh talks about it, and the Nefesh HaChaim and others. They bring down from the Arizal a very important Yesod when we discuss anything about Hashem, and I think this will help us understand this Nusach that we have over here and many other times in Davening. What they say is that the Arizal says that there are really two aspects. Anytime we discuss Hashem, there are two aspects. One aspect of Hashem is the Metzias of Hashem Himself. Hashem Himself, which is something that's beyond our comprehension. We rarely discuss Hashem Himself, because what could we discuss? Hashem Himself, we don't understand what it is. We know He's infinite and is the most powerful, but Hashem Himself is the first aspect about Hashem, and that's something we have very little connection to, and it's beyond our comprehension. The second aspect, though, when we talk about Hashem, is the aspect that Hashem connects to us. Hashem's interaction with His creations. What does that mean? Whenever we talk about Hashem created us, Hashem gives us good things, Hashem protects us and watches over us, those are things those are all aspects that Hashem interacts with us, how Hashem treats us. And these different characteristics that Hashem has in His hanhaga towards us are called the midos of Hashem. There are Yud Gimel midos, Hashem is Chanon, Verachom, Erech Apayim. All those different midos don't describe Hashem. Don't describe the Atzmius of Hashem. We can't make any descriptions of Hashem. We can't give Hashem any title. But what we have is that these names are really midos, ways that Hashem interacts with us, ways that Hashem treats us, and the ways that we could, so to speak, see Hashem in the Bria from the things that He does. The Arizal says that the second aspect, the aspect of Hashem, not understanding the Metzias of Hashem Himself, but Hashem's connection to us, that's called Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the names of Hashem. Because what does a name mean in this world? A name means what you're called by others, how you're referred to by other people. That's what your name is. If there was one person in the world, he wouldn't need a name. He's the person. But since there are many different people, so you refer to a person by a certain name. That's how we describe the person. That's how he's perceived by other people. So the name of Hashem, again, it's not a toyar atzmi, as the Svarim say. It's not a be'etzem, a title, and a describing what Hashem is. We can't describe Hashem as anything when we discuss Hashem Himself. But we give a shame, we give a name, the different names that Hashem is called, Chanun and Rachum and all the other things, that's based on Hashem's interaction to us. Hashem interacts with us sometimes with Midas Hadin, sometimes with Midas Chesed and Rachamim. So all those Midas of Hashem are really Shmois of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are names of Hashem. And that's the Yesod of the Arizal. The idea is a deep idea, but it comes up in many places in the Nusach HaTfilah. And in general in life, in the understanding of Hashem, we understand that there's something Hashem that's beyond our comprehension, that it's impossible for anybody to understand. But in addition to that, there's a Shemois of Hashem, which is something that we are very closely connected to. Whenever we see Hashem outside, we see Ashkocha Pratis, Baruch Hashem, you were saved from something. That means you see the Yad Hashem. That's an expression that means you understand and you were able to pick up and relate to that aspect of Hashem, Hashem's interaction towards the people He created and the grass that He created and the malachim that He created, everything that He created in this world. And if that's the case, so what's the pshat over here? Atah Kadosh or Shemcha Kadosh? So I think that the pshat is like this. Atah Kadosh, you, Atah means you, you yourself, the Metzias of Hashem, the first aspect. The Shemcha, your name, is the second aspect, the way you interact with us. So we say like this, Atah Kadosh, which is obvious. You, Hashem, are so separate from us, beyond our comprehension. We don't understand, we don't begin to understand what Hashem is. But not only that, we're saying the chiddush in the second phrase, v'shimcha kadosh, even your name, meaning even your interaction towards people and towards the world, is in a way of kedusha. That means even though Hashem deals with us and watches us and takes care of us, however, Hashem is untouched and unaffected by the involvement by His involvement in the world. When Hashem is involved in the world and He helps us and He does things for us, it doesn't mean that now Hashem is connecting to us in a way that He is going to be affected by it. Faket, Hashem remains Kadosh, v'shimcha, the name of Hashem, which means the dealings that Hashem does with everything in the world, that is also Kadosh. As we say in Hallel, Hashem is magbi l'shaves, right? He sits high up, lofty, we have no connection. And yet, Hashem is mashpili lirois b'shamayim uva'aretz. Hashem lowers Himself to understand everything that's going on and to watch it and to protect it. And those two things, although seemingly would be a contradiction, it's not a stira. It's not a stira. Hashem could be both. Hashem could be magbil ashavas and mashpili lirois. The fact that He's mashpili lirois b'shamayim uva'aretz doesn't make Him a material object and doesn't make Him a nivra, someone who was created. Fakat, Hashem is magbil ashavas at the same time. And that's the idea we're supposed to have in mind. Atah Kadosh v'shimcha Kadosh. You are so holy that we can't understand the atmis of Hashem at all. V'shimcha Kadosh, and even your name, which is the part of Hashem that we do have a connection to, that's also kadosh, that's also something that's so totally separated from human beings, basav adam, and anything else in the Bria. The truth is, there is a concept of kedusha by the Goyim. Not our concept of kedusha, but there is such a thing as a Goy being separated from Ha'olam Hazeh. The way they do it is with a priest and a nun, and they have people who are separated. But the way they have kedusha is someone who's totally separated from all the hanois of Olam Hazeh. They're not allowed to get married, they're not allowed to indulge in any hanois in Olam Hazeh. That's their aspect of kedusha. By a yid, the kedusha is the exact opposite. A yid is mitzvah, he's supposed to eat, he's supposed to get married. A yid is not supposed to take himself away from this world. Exact opposite. The point of a yid is to elevate everything in this world to a status of mitzvah. You eat l'shem mitzvah, you get married l'shem mitzvah, you do everything that you do for the kavana l'shem shamayim. That's the way a yid works. And in that way, we're really emulating the Darkei Hashem. Hashem is also Kaddish, and the Atzmius of Hashem is Kaddish, like we said, that we can't fathom the depth of Hashem's Kedusha. But even so, but this aspect of a Shimcha Kaddish, that Hashem deals with our world, yet remains separate, so that's something that we try to emulate also, that as much as we have to interact with this world, and we have to go to the Goyish stores to buy things, and we have to go in the street and drive the same streets that they drive, but even so, we aspire to be people of Kedusha, meaning to keep our separation, to keep our own Gedarim, which is just like Hashem. Hashem, at the same time, is my Mashpili Lurais, even so, he's Magbil HaShavis. Kodesh, 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 right? That's the Nusach that the Malachim say, the Pasuk. You say it in the Kedusha. Hashem is Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The epitome, the height of Kedusha, there's no such thing as more Kodesh. Even so, Malaycha al-Haaretz Kevoidah, his glory fills the whole world. It's not a steer, he's not away from the world. Hashem could fill the whole world and be here in this world. And even so, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Okay, so that's the pshat over here. Ata Kadosh v'shimcha Kadosh, that you be'etzem are Kadosh, and even your name, your interaction with us, is also Kadosh. Then we continue. U'kadoshim b'chol yoyim yahalalucha sela. Holy ones praise you every day, sela forever. So now, what holy ones are we referring to? How did you understand? U'kadoshim b'chol yoyim yahalalucha sela. Holy ones praise you. So there's really two pshatim in the Mefarshim. The Avudram, who's a Rishon we mentioned before, the Talmud of the Tur. Avudraham, Aleph Beis, Vav Dalad, Reish Heimem. Avudraham or Avudraham, the Talmud of the Tur, he says on his Pirush on Ata Kadosh, he says, Eilu Yisrael. This is referring to Klal Yisrael. When it says, U'kadoshim b'chol yem aluch ha'sela, it means the holy nation, Klal Yisrael, praises you every single day, forever. Forever, Klal Yisrael is going to always praise the name of Hashem. And he says, we know in Parashas Kadoshim, it says, Kadoshim tiyu, you should be holy. So that's what this is referring to. U'kadoshim b'chol yem aluch ha'sela, Klal Yisrael, who is holy, should praise, always will praise Hashem. You could add another pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, Ki am kadosh atal Hashem elokecha, you are a holy nation. He brings the pasuk in kadoshim, kadoshim tiyu. But the idea is Klal Yisrael is definitely a holy nation, a nation separated from other nations on a higher level. And if that's the case, and what could